Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
I don't know if I'll be able to talk. I'm already a bit croaky because I was yelling out on the boundary all day. But
those short quarters were good for you?
The last one was. I was interested to see how long that one would last. So the timekeepers must have been up there having a chat and just letting the clock go, I reckon.
What did you think of the performance today?
Very happy. I thought the things that we wanted to come in and focus on, our players delivered in spades. I thought around the contest, it was pretty hot and we competed really hard. And I thought when we didn't win the contest and Bell Park got their hands on the footy, we pressured and forced them to kick it back to us a lot of the time. And that was one of the biggest focus areas. And then the other thing was our forwards making sure they drive our defence, make sure that obviously pressuring the ball on the exits, but equally emptying out and making sure we can get layers behind the footy to win it back. And so I was really happy. I thought if we had played the way we played last week, no disrespect to Leopold, I reckon Bell Park would have beaten us, but I was really happy with the performance. Yeah. And it was everyone. It was everyone contributed to the win today.
Your defensive unit especially. Do I guess right if I say A. Dunn will be amongst your best players today for the work he did on Sastavik?
He's pretty good. Like what he does every week, he's probably one of the more underrated players in the competition. And if you've seen him walk down Pakenham Street, you'd think, you wouldn't realise that this bloke's a gun GFL footballer. I know you asked Ben Panisi who my favourite is, but Dunny's right up there. I thought he done a really good job on Stasevich, who's a very good player, and he not only, well, I don't know what Stasevich kicked, one or two. Yeah. He got that wrap handball early on, and then had a couple of shots, but Dunny equally wasn't just the job. He actually intercept marked quite a few balls coming out defensive 50, and he always uses the ball well by foot. So yep, he's one to maybe individualise, but our back six were terrific.
Well, I'm going to individualise as well. If you please keep Nick Jeffson in cotton wool for the whole week and just let him play footy on a Saturday. There's something about him, I reckon. He's got a special bit of talent, I reckon.
Yeah, no, he's got a fair bit to work with. Look, he would have been disappointed with his game last week. And he went back to Kyabram, actually, on work placement and trained up there. So right. We haven't seen him since last Saturday. But, he's got some talent. Yeah. He's got, for a bloke that's 6'2", he moves really well. He's got speed, can mark the ball. He's got great skills and can finish. So, yeah, he's been a good addition to our team this year.
And you know better than anybody that it's not your top six, it's your bottom six. And in a team, and the blokes like, and no disrespect to these blokes, but the Colvilles of the world who come into this team, and the Kittles, they just need to play their role, don't they? And if they play their role, the team will be absolutely okay.
Yeah, 100%. Spot on. Like, we lost a couple of pretty good players. Yeah. So we did tip out. And I know Bell Park had some players out, so I'm not referring to that. But, McMillan goes out, and Jed Coburn, who's been in really good form. Wojcinski had been playing pretty well. But those three players that come into the team today were in really good form. And, as you said, they just need to come in and play a role. And Jesse Colville, like, he's just doing what we need him to do. I love what he brings to our team because he's got elite speed. And last year, I've been on record as saying I feel like we needed to add some speed into our team. I know he played a lot of footy last year, but you don't want to be in a foot race with him.
The Sandman Mattress Factory speaking with Newtown and Chilwell coach Steve Johnson. Here's Rowan McSparran.
Obviously, one of the keys for today was your ability to press to defend. The timing of the boys to press to defend was fantastic, I thought. And also the ability for your forwards, as you said, to empty out. You got them up square with the man on the mark, condensed their forward line. Then you blokes lengthened the ground and attacked into space. I thought that system of play really worked well for you today.
Yeah, I thought we did too. And that's we've been focusing on that the last couple of weeks because I'm seeing a real pattern, real trend in the competition where sides are looking to energise off that the stand rule. And there's one team that probably does it better than anyone. So we're we're well aware of the strengths that some of the top teams bring to the game. So we've been working really hard at trying to sort of get organised as a structure behind the ball, but then be able to come forward knowing we've got support behind us. I felt like they tried to energise that handball, and when they did, our player got up in their face and forced, as I said, some errant kicks, which played into our defensive back six's hands at times.
And it obviously helps when you've got a bloke like Hocking behind the footy that reads it so well. And I was saying at one stage, I would have just put a player to him and tried to halve the contest. He would have taken 10 intercept marks today.
Yeah, and they did too at the other end of the ground. I thought they did have an impact behind the ball, but we were probably scoring a little bit more than what they were, so we didn't really need to change anything. Hock reads the ball as well as anyone. So we had him as our spare, and I thought he had a pretty good impact on the game.
John, I really appreciate you taking the time to join us post-game. Congratulations. Great start to the year, 5-0, but challenges still to come. You'll get West next week, and then obviously looking ahead for us especially, it's going to be a cracker against South Bowen in a fortnight's time for the Big Freeze game. We look forward to that. Well done today, and safe driving up the highway.
Yep, thanks a lot, boys. Appreciate it.
Steve Johnson joining us on Carrick Footy. Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory, two convenient locations, St George's Road, Norlane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.